Most of our week will probably be spent on the same exact topic. It's understanding and unwrapping a little bit of who Bilam was. Bilam is a very complicated figure, and I think Balak himself is a complicated figure, and we struggle to try to understand what it is that each of them was trying to accomplish. So for our starting point, let's try to understand Balak. Vayar Balak ben Zippor. Balak ben Zippor sees all that the Jewish people had done. And then what does he do? He seeks out the services of Bilam, who's going to curse the Jewish people because he's afraid. He's afraid of the Jewish people. And so he looks for someone who has the ability to curse, has the ability to hopefully change the situation. Hiring Bilam is what he believes a safe bet to rid himself of the Jewish problem. But I think the bigger question is, why was he even concerned about the Jews? The Jews had passed Moab. If you read the Haftorah of last week's Parsha, when Yiftach retells the story of what it was like for the Jews from their perspective on their departure from Egypt as they're about to embark into the land, he talks about how they don't attack Sihon. They don't attack Edom, and they don't attack Moab, and they don't attack Ammon. It's only Sihon and Og that they attack, and they've already passed Moab. So why is it that Balak is the one that gets all nervous? Why is it Balak gets so twisted? And why is it that Balak lashes out at the Jewish people? That's, I think, the big question. So if you look at the words that we have by Balak are actually shockingly similar to Paro. Paro also sees the Jewish people as a worrisome group that perhaps will become a danger to him, and it says vayakutsu, vayakats. Both of them are vayakats. It's like thorns in their eyes. And the question is, with both of them, are they real? Did Paro really have to be concerned that something was going to imminently happen at the hands of the Jewish people? These were Yosef's descendants. These were people that had never established themselves as a military presence, but rather had lived in the country as people grateful for the kindness that had been given to them by the host nation. I think perhaps what we see is that this is actually very much the root of anti-Semitism. It doesn't make sense. There's a party that looks and says, this is what I envision the Jewish people doing to me. This is what Jews are. And they project their own feelings, whether insecurity, concerns, worries from other places, and they project them on the Jewish people. I think that's what happens with Paro. Could you imagine if Paro had recognized the Jews as a gift? If he had recognized them as a group of people that were aiding his economy, how different would it have been? What if Balak would have recognized they were simply passing by? They had no intentions. If he had realized the truth of what was happening, there wouldn't have been a vayakutsu. There would have been no concern, no worries. That's the shame. But that really is the history of anti-Semitism. It's a group of people throughout time that look at the Jews and create a completely different narrative. And when they create that narrative scares them and makes them do things that are not only irrational, but harmful to the Jews, and more often than not, ultimately harmful to themselves. Have a good day.